970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. 2,000 years ago, I'm going to come from a little different perspective today to begin with. 2,000 years ago, Christ said that he would return again, and in the book of Acts, the angel came and said, as you saw Christ ascend, he will also descend, roughly 2,000 years later. Well, it's 2,000 years later, and for years, decades, centuries, people have been saying that Christ is going to return. But he hasn't returned. But in the Bible, there are signs to look for. This is the time. This is the generation that is to look for those signs. And Christ gave an indicator as to what to look for. Deception, don't be deceived. Wars, rumors of wars. Persecution of Christians. A world that in the book of Luke, Christ said that the end of the world, it'd be a time of perplexities. The word perplexity is only mentioned one time in the New Testament, and Christ used this word perplexity, meaning that I believe in the decade prior to his second return, there would be a shift in the world from basically tranquility, peace, soundness in the societies of the world, soundness in the sense of at least people are halfway human. They have a conscience, but there would be a shift. There would be a change. It would be a time of perplexities, a time when things and events in the world would begin to take place and there would be no answer, no solutions, conundrums, problems that the brilliant minds of the day cannot solve the problems. How are we going to solve what's happening in the Ukraine between the West and Russia? What is the solution? Russia is fighting for dear life. The West is funding America, is funding neo-Nazi, the religion and the people that hold fast to the Nazi religion of World War II, of Adolf Hitler. People in Ukraine are divided. Most in the eastern part of the Ukraine have Russian. They're Russian. What is the solution? Is there going to be war? There is. But little by little, incrementally, the war that is really coming, nobody's looking at. No one knows about. the war that is coming is going to happen in the Middle East. There is war coming to the nation of Israel. It is coming. The world is focused on the Ukraine, but the Bible says the focus really should be what will happen in the Middle East in Syria. And the nations to watch would be in the Middle East would be the Islamic terrorist groups surrounding Russia to the east, north, and the Gaza Strip to the west, down low in the southwest corner of Israel. That war is coming. You're going to see it develop here very shortly. Now, another thing to look for at the end of the world is a loaf of bread will eventually, you'll have to pay a $20 for a loaf of bread. I read the verses last week. Hyperinflation is coming. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 6. This is the verses talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I heard what sounded like the voice from among four living beings saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, 6 pounds of barley for the same price. Don't damage the oil or the wine. Another translation, Living Bible, a voice from among four living creatures stated, a loaf of bread for $20 or 3 pounds of barley flour for a day's wages. Don't hurt the oil or the wine. The last translation I'll read is the World English New Testament. I heard a voice from among four living creatures stating, 4 cups of wheat for bread to make a loaf of bread for the day, 12 cups of barley for a day's wages. Don't destroy the oil and the wine. At the beginning of the last decade, inflation internationally, not just locally, not just in the Ukraine, not just in Venezuela, not in nations in the Middle East, but internationally. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, on 1360 KHNC.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact at 1360KHNC.com.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
I thought I would let you know what the globalists believe is their age that they're going to bring into mankind, into the world. They're going to bring in the age of Aquarius, a new age, a golden age, a thousand-year Reich. I thought I'd let you know. Here in the last decade, in my view, my opinion, my understanding, Christ told his disciples what to look for. And when these signs, once they are evident, then you would know his coming was near. Another thing that Christ stated to look for was, this is out of the book of Proverbs. We'll see if this verse matches. Proverbs 30, verse 15. The horse leech has two daughters, and these daughters cry, "Give, give." There are three things that are never satisfied, yes, four things that never say it is enough: the grave, fire, and the barren earth. The earth that needs water. A fire always says, "Give, give." And the grave says, more people. I want more people in the grave. The horse leech, mentioned one time in the Bible, has two daughters. I've studied this verse years ago. And they cry, "Give, give." What did Rockefeller say? Somebody asked him the question, "How much is enough?" He said, "Just a little more. Give, give." How much are these people that have been stealing the wealth of the world through the American government and the governments of the world? What is it they're crying? What is the word that they say more than anything? What is their favorite word? Give, give. Give, give. The horse leech has two daughters. And I believe the name of the first daughter is Give. And the name of the second daughter is Give. And one daughter looks at the other daughter, and the older daughter looks at the younger daughter and says, "Give," because that's her name, and the other daughter says, "Give," because it's the first daughter's name. Just a thought. How much is enough for these people? Just a little more. How much does it mean, just a little more? Another trillion. Just another trillion. How much pain, suffering, death, torment? Just a little more to the world. The grave says give. It's never satisfied. The children of the devil, they are never satisfied sacrificing a person. 10 people, 100 people, 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000. The grave is never satisfied, and the hatred and the evil of these people is never satisfied. The earth, the people of the world, at the end of the world, God said in the Bible, that the Holy Bible, that the nations will begin to protest, and they will begin to cry out, protest, demand justice. but they'll get no justice in the governments in which they live. There will be no justice. Is there going to be justice in Canada with a trucker strike, with the parliament, with the government in Canada? Is there going to be justice? Christ said no. Is there going to be justice for all the evil that the English have done in South Africa? Eventually, yes, but God will bring about that justice. Is there going to be justice served on the people that worked in these laboratories to create this satanic virus, that the way in which they received the science and the technology to put these things together in the lab, coming from the other world, coming from the land or the world of the invisible dimension? Is there going to be justice? Yeah, eventually. Many of them, the justice will be when death is given the right to take them. You see, Satan is the one who rules over death, the spirit of death. And sometimes Satan, to protect his own children, will not allow death to take his children. But eventually, God overrules Satan's wishes. And God will say, no, Satan, you cannot protect your children anymore. Now, the tool that I use, death, is going to take them. Take them to hell. To be hell, listen, hell is just a, like a state prison. It's just a holding, or like the county jail. Hell is like the county jail. The ultimate end, the end to the people that are in the county jail is a state pen. Hell is just a holding place to keep people until the white throne judgment, when people are cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the federal prison. Hell is just a temporary holding place. At the end of the world, there would be a religion, the Antichrist, the religion of Antichrist, that Antichrist is God, he should be worshipped, and that mankind is God. Mankind does not need a savior. Mankind has technology, science, and mankind will eventually create enough through science and technology, they will be able to live, mankind will be able to live perpetually and never die. Well, in the book of Revelation, it says that there will be men who have achieved that point in mankind's existence. And once they reach that point where they're eternally going to live for eternity, these people begin to beg for death to come and take them. But it says that death will run from them. It will flee. It will run away. Death will, once that death sees these people, something is so vile that death flees. So they're going to, mankind will be able at some point here shortly, be able to be eternal. And death will run from them, and they're going to beg to die. And they won't. Here at the end of the world, I have these notes and they just kind of disappear. Where did it go? At the end of the world, there's going to be so much injustice, people will cry out for justice, and there won't be any justice. There will be more evil month to month, year to year, that mankind can imagine. Look at the evil that has just taken place from the beginning of the year in this country. Look at the evil that has taken place from roughly the 24th of February, when Russia was forced to move into the Ukraine to stop the Nazi nationalists from taking over the biolabs, nuclear facilities, destroying the infrastructure of the Ukraine. They're protecting America's involvement in all of these biolabs in the Ukraine. The Nazi nationalists are trying to find the nuclear facilities to destroy them and blame Russia. Since the beginning of the year, the great campaign of deception and the psychological operations in the Ukraine with what's happening with Russia. We've moved into the beginning of the last decade. There are other signs that Christ said would happen. Wars, definitely. The theft of world resources by multinational corporations. The beginning of the transfer of the wealth of the citizens of the nations to the globalists. There would be a curse upon the nation. I'll use America as the example, but it's been happening in other nations. God says that when nations refuse to acknowledge Him from the positions of power within a government, curses begin. Famine, there will be, the borders will be opened to foreign invaders. Is that happening in America? Is America under a curse? I say it is. The people that rule the nation will be God haters. They will declare themselves to be God. They will declare that they have more wisdom than God. They are more knowledgeable than God. They have more understanding than God, and that they are able to let the whatever it is they sow to. For example, you can have biolabs, and you can contain all that you're doing in those labs. You can contain it. It will never get out, whatever's in there. But God, all God has to do is shake His little finger. There's an earthquake, and whatever they have been trying to protect and keep from mankind will get out. Did the Wuhan, what happened in Wuhan, was it released intentionally or accidentally? Time will tell. But whatever was in and whatever was being created did get out, and I personally feel that it was released intentionally, and the people that released it are trying to hide who they are, but we know who the main players are, who the main directors of all this is, who these directors are, who's directing it, the globalists of the West. There was going to be an end of the world, Holodomor. In the Ukraine in the 30s, there was a great famine, killed about 7 million people. A man-made famine. At the end of the world, that was called the Holodomor. At the end of the world, there would also be another Holodomor. Famine and starvation created intentionally to kill the citizens of the world. It would be a sacrifice. From the perspective of the people who rule things in the occult, everything is a sacrifice. Henry Kissinger, Vietnam, was one of Henry Kissinger's. He was instrumental in the great sacrifice of American men in Vietnam. You don't think so? Well, we'll talk about it. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360 AM Radio.
Want to tune into a talk show program where the subject matter actually matters and something you want to discuss? Join me, JD, for Swamp Fight, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on AM 1360.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your co-pays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado, 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Yes, I thought we'd have a little Enya, that little New Age female, and her famous song, Save the Whales. Save the whales, save the whales, save the whales. Well, okay, I guess it is Sail Away. But you know, with the people in the green movement, environmentalists, you never know really what they mean. I say it's Save the Whales. She says it's Sail Away. So, who are you going to believe? Mikhail Gorbachev said, we need to save the earth. Who else has been saying we need to save the earth? Well, we better save the whales. Now, at the beginning of the last decade, there's always been theft of the world's resources. But now, the theft is going to begin like the world has never seen. America is going to begin the conquest of the nations. America needs titanium, helium. It needs the gases for neon lights, helium to cool the computer chips, the big Google network of computer banks. America needs oil. And America, at some point, is not going to buy oil. America is just going to take it over, but is not going to allow oil to be harvested from within the United States continental boundaries. Another thing that these globalists are trying to do, they are trying to destroy the big oil. The only oil companies that are going to survive are the big oil companies. The Rockefellers, these foundations, are going to force the little companies to die. And then the big oil companies will take them over. Great transfer of wealth at the end of the world. Do you think the transfer of wealth that we've been witnessing, do you think this really is, this is just the beginning? Transfer of wealth, transfer of property. The homes are not safe. The curse at the end of the world of, in America, the foreigners that are going to invade this country, which is another way to strip America of its wealth. There's going to be a final Holodomor, a great famine internationally. What happened in the Ukraine was just a small type of what God says in Revelation chapter 6 is going to happen at the end of the world with the big famine that's coming, one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. There's going to be great plagues that will come upon the earth. Yes, God is going to allow these people, the young people, the older people that work in Frankenstein labs internationally, to create things that were not created in the Garden of Eden. There are going to be creatures that are going to be coming into the world that were not created in the Garden of Eden, because man will have the technology and the science and the way in which to create things at the DNA level, splicing fish into a tomato, a spider, and the DNA of a spider into a goat to make silk for armament for the soldiers, a spider goat, to who knows what they're doing. But the Lord said at the end of the world, man would be allowed to use technology and science, insight into the dimension that God dwells in, that forbidden knowledge would come into the world through the fallen angels and the demons, and give that knowledge to Satan worshipers, people that serve the devil, so that the technology can be used to kill mankind, against mankind. So these people can pretty much kill everyone except for themselves. In the universe, the most hated creature in the whole universe is mankind. The Bible says that the most hated creature is man, because Satan knows man was created in the image of God, and Satan cannot have that. So this is why the genocide, this is why the Holodomors are coming, this is why the Holocausts, there's going to be another Holocaust coming internationally. The devil has to crawl on his belly. And then he was given some wings so he could fly. But he was not created in the image of man. Mankind is the greatest threat. Especially Christian people who have been born again are the greatest threat to Satan and his kingdom. No greater threat to Satan and his kingdom than men and women who have been born again, that have Jesus Christ inside of them. There's going to be also in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, I think it's chapter 6, that when all of this is finished, when everything is done, men, meaning physical men, males, are going to be as rare as the gold of Ophir. There was a certain type of gold back in the time of Solomon. It's called the gold of Ophir. And it had a little kind of an orange to it. It was very rare. They think they got it from Peru. They think Solomon's ships crossed the ocean to Peru. That's where they got it. It was very rare. It was very valuable. Well, men are going to be as rare as the gold of Ophir. Now, remember in the Bible, the time of Moses, Satan's great attack through Pharaoh was who? Was upon who? The men, the young boys, the children. Remember when Christ was born, Herod, he sent out the soldiers to kill who? The young children from birth to 2 years of age. Same with Moses. At the end of the world, with this great holocaust on children through abortion, male, female, but Satan's attack has always been on the males. So, at the end of the world, there would be a holocaust, and men would be as rare as the gold of Ophir. We're there, and they'll because of war, there'll be a shortage of men. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info.
While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on. We got to lighten up here, people. We're too serious. We need to get out and take a ride in a beautiful balloon. I like to play some of this music from the baby boom generation back in the 60s and 70s, because old Jacques, who runs the board here, he hasn't heard a lot of this music. He needs to go back into time and listen to what we used to listen to. A little bit of Enya, Save the Whales, you know, a little bit of the Fifth Dimension, Ride, Take a Ride in a Beautiful Balloon, a little more Fifth Dimension. We're in the Age of Aquarius. Most people don't know what that means, the Age of Aquarius. The occult world believe that their age to rule the world is here. We've entered into that time period, watching the stars of heaven, looking into the mysteries of the universe, into the solar system. And there will be a time when the devil says, yes, everything is lining up and you're going to now rule the world. Well, that's what they think. The Bible says otherwise. They have been set up. At the beginning of the last decade, another sign. You know, I have so much here. But you know, Alex Jones, he covers a lot of it. Why be redundant with what Alex covers when I can break away and I can take you, you know, we can ride in a beautiful balloon and we can see what's happening in other places of the world. We can save the whales. So it gives me an opportunity to talk about things that, to look, so you can look at the future. You can look at the present, see where we are according to God's Bible, where we are in time. Jesus Christ did say he's going to return. And he gave the world through his Bible, through the New Testament, signs of what would happen at the end of the world. One of the great signs early into the last decade is Israel is going to go to war with the neighbors that have afflicted her since she became a nation, with the Islamic terrorists. And then, early in the last decade, there's going to be a great, great sign. Another great, great sign. A great sign is when Israel will invade and take over present-day Jordan. A great sign. Great. This way, God can get the attention of people, and they will begin to understand, yes, we are in the last decade. Then another event, after Israel wins her wars, gets victory over her neighbors, then Russia is going to come with a group of nations to the mountains of Israel and be destroyed. Another great sign. When that sign takes place, when Russia's destroyed, Russia right now, Vladimir Putin, he doesn't want the conflict. He doesn't want the headache. He wants to live in peace. He wants to just, as a nation, he wants to take his people on into prosperity, live at peace with the surrounding countries, with the NATO groups, with America. But America's not allowing him to sleep at night. Well, the Lord, in two chapters in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, said, early in the last decade, Russia is going to have to be punished for the sins of her past. And she doesn't want conflict, but she won't have a choice. God said that he's going to put hooks in the jaws of Gog, this prince, this ruling spiritual power that rules over Russia, and drag this prince with the armies down to the Middle East and destroy them in present-day Jordan. Russia doesn't want the conflict, but prophecy has to be fulfilled. One of the hooks is the Ukraine. Another hook, NATO. Another hook, the United States. Another hook, now they're cutting off the ruble has just dropped, 20-25% of her value? Another hook, Russia has all this gas to supply to Europe. And the NATO nations are basically not wanting to let the pipeline, they don't want that pipeline open, being forced by the West. Hooks, all these hooks being put in Russia's jaw. And now let's take a little jump to the East, China. Russia just went into the Chinese banking system through like the SWIFT program. Digital money went into China's digital network. This is very, very important, biblically speaking. Now, Antichrist, when he rules, he basically rules the West. He doesn't rule the East. China is going to be have her own system, financial system. China is going to be the nation that's going to protect all of the Asian sisters from the wolf of the West, from the coming Antichrist. So there's going to be a separate economy for China. And the nations that will be involved in China's currencies, this is the way they're going to make it through the seven-year tribulation. I always assumed that the Antichrist would basically control the whole world economically, but to a degree, he can punish the world through the military, through the technology. He will, Antichrist will create war upon the nations, but the Bible says that China cannot be destroyed because China has a destiny also. That destiny is Armageddon. Russia is interfering with China's destiny. China can't move west on the Silk Road, the One Belt Road, because Russia's kind of in the way. Once Russia is destroyed, 7 years plus before Armageddon, remember, 7 years plus before Armageddon, Russia is destroyed. When Russia is destroyed, that is not Armageddon. Everybody's thinking now that that's Armageddon. No, no, no. 7 years plus before Armageddon, Russia is destroyed. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Going to finish out today's program, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth. Sunday from 9 to noon. Used to be 11, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I talk about the end of the world, talk about what's going to happen at the end of the world. how far along we are till the world ends. The world will not end. So when I use the term end of the world, I don't mean the end of mankind, the end of the nations, the whole earth. No, it's a different, in the scripture, the Bible puts it differently. Satan has been given a right to rule the world for 6,000 years. And during that 6,000 years, he will build his kingdom, which we see presently. The economic system that you see that we're all in bondage to, that is Satan's economic system. The nations of the world and their armies, that is Satan's military systems of the world. The religions, all the false religions of the world, those are Satan's religions. And he has contaminated, made impure, true Christianity and true Judaism. So it's Satan's kingdom, Satan's world, meaning cosmos. But Satan's cosmos is coming to an end. When Christ returns, the cosmos of the devil, what Satan rules, all of the societies, the cultures of the nations, will end. The evil that has taken place in Satan's kingdom will end. The child trafficking, child sacrifice, smuggling, human smuggling, the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, the people that do all their evil in the dark net, the dark web, in the dark, hidden, they will all be rounded up and they will be bunched together. They will be put on fire and thrown into hell temporarily. Hell is just a holding place. The federal prison is the lake of fire. Then another thought is that mankind does not need God as a savior. Yes, they do. The mankind at the end of the world will have a philosophy. They don't need God. They can self-save. They can become their own savior. No, nope. You can't be your savior against the tool of God, death. How are you going to fight death itself? The queen lizard over in Europe, she's been doing a good job, but she eats well. She takes vitamins every day. She has a staff around her that does everything for her. All she's got to do is take her little walk to stay in shape. But the queen lizard, one of these days, death is going to catch her. Same with George Soros, Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, all the people that we do not like that need to be judged. Their death is coming. They cannot keep death away. When death comes knocking, they don't have a choice. If they don't open the door, death will still walk through that door and take them home, take them to where they don't want to go. So, the end of the world, the end of Satan's rule. That time is coming to an end. Very shortly, Russia is going to have her destiny on the mountains of Israel. Then 7 years of great hardship are going to come upon the earth. This is not hardship now. Greater hardship is coming. This is why the world needs God more than ever and His Son, Jesus Christ. We'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. See you tomorrow.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.